first thing. Adam, is that you back at the station? Who do we have back at the station right now? I got it. Because we're catching the CBS show. Yeah, Adam, the app that's playing right now. Got it. All right, we're good. We're good. Yeah, I'm already. What happens is when the show starts, I get people hit me up on that. It doesn't happen very often, but I get people hit me up. And obviously, that's not the same show. We got it now, though. I just checked it. We're all good and ready to go. It's already Friday. Gets here fast. Yeah, Friday gets here rapidly when you hang out with the radio show. If you would like to dial us up today, it would be the F&M Bank hotline, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King, and email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. And also, let me plug, we broadcast from the Strike and Spare Studios. Couple locations, more into the downtown area where Adam is. I'm out in the suburbs, the Wilco suburbs, where we've been doing this show, I think, about 5 years. I lose track of the years, but probably about 5 years doing the show this way. So when all that mess that happened a little over a year ago, when everybody was, in some cases, prohibited from going into their office, wherever you may work, didn't do anything to me. Nothing changed at all, at all for me when it came to that whole mess. We were prepared, and where we do the show was where we always do the show from. So it was all good. Couple of guests on Fridays. Kevin Hagan. Well, I tried for another guest, and I swung and missed. I'll give you that info in a second. Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two. He'll talk Alabama with him. You'll see him, bare minimum, you'll see him when he's here for commitments, but Kevin comes to the 615 from time to time. He'll talk Alabama in a little less than an hour, and hour number three, Brad will be with us, bradpowersports.com, to talk gambling, wagering, overs, unders, win totals, whatever it is you are into, mainly college football. Mainly college football. Here's what he does. He does college football in the NFL. College football is his passion, first and foremost. But he treats the NFL the same way because of the gambling angle. And then college basketball, once college football is over, he concentrates on that. And also the playoffs for the NBA. All the other stuff that a lot of people will gamble, he does not. Horse racing, the golf, the majors, baseball, hockey. Oh, he doesn't bet any of that. He specializes in just those I just mentioned. Brad will be with us in hour number three, 615-844-5600. Have a little bit of a conundrum. Maybe that's not the right word for it. Two angles here that I've got. I've got to battle the next 2 days. Now, I'm excited. The College World Series gets started. And, boy, I love watching. I don't want to go anymore. Well, went that 1 year in 07. Don't want to go back out to the College World Series. But I can't wait for it to all get started. I know Adam was telling me Vanderbilt gets started. Adam, did you say, what, Saturday afternoon around 5-ish? Something like that. 5:45, Adam says, and you can catch it here on WNSR. That's where we launch this show every day, Nashville Sports Radio, and that's where you hear their games. Now, you can't stream those games, but if you're in the area, if you're in the Middle Tennessee area, you can get those games on the radio. So Vanderbilt gets started against Arizona, Tennessee, all the other schools. Arizona, Stanford, heck, Mississippi State, NC State. I'm gonna leave somebody out. Now, mind you, Arkansas didn't get in. I thought that was the best team. Anyways, I'm excited about that. two things I'm trying to figure out. One would be today, my last kid needs to go get his learner's permit. I've done this, I think this is my seventh time to do this with the kids. I hate it. The DMV, I hate it. I can't stand it. Sitting there waiting, it's just awful. That's what's ahead of me after the show this morning. I'm sorry if you work at one of them. I'm not trying to be mean to you. I just cannot stand it. I don't want to be there. Please tell me I never have to go to another one. Just please tell me. It's awful. That's up against me this morning, about an hour after the show. Here's the other one. Pajama football. Yeah. Pajama football. My oldest son is involved in some 7-on-7 and a tournament tomorrow morning. It's here locally. It's in Wilco. A lot of good teams around here. And I'm probably going to go and watch some pajama football. I am not a fan of 7-on-7 football. I'm not a fan of playing in your pajamas. That is not real football. I'm not a fan of people tweeting about how they did in 7-on-7 football. That ain't where you get, notice my slang there. That ain't where you get judged. Not a fan of it at all, but it's a thing. Whether I'm a fan of it or not, it's a thing. And that's on Saturday. And these tournaments go all day. All day, man. Now, I don't care what's going on. I'm not sitting out there that long. I may sit for a little while. Even, and again, you can say, well, Bill, that's your kid. That's true. But I just can't. Pajama football is not a thing for me. People tweeting, we just won the pajama football tournament. Please take that tweet down. Please do. Now if my kid, and I don't even know, I don't even know all the teams involved. I don't. And I don't know who's got what. And I know Ravenwood, and again, these are local teams, which is a really good program. They had their top two players, one signed with Clemson, one signed with Michigan, this class of 21. That'll give you an idea. They pump players out of there every year. Yeah, one's at Clemson right now. The other one signed with Michigan. And that's not just one year. They pump players out of there all the time like that. They've got NFL kids now. And it's a relatively new school, relatively new. But and I do know that they have a transfer, a four-star quarterback from Texas, who's from here, moved to Texas, and then moved back here. I don't know the entire story. He's going to be their quarterback. And the quarterback from my kid's team signed with Kentucky, and his other brother, a running back linebacker who's 6'3", about 225, signed with Kentucky. So I do know that. But I can't tell you about all the various players. Rob in the 540, Bill, they were just seconds away from hearing a discussion, the audience was, about the Dallas Mavericks to go along with the Detroit Lions this week. Now, here's, you know, the irony of that is who won? Oh, Wolverine Dan called it here the other day. And he talked about the Detroit Lions on this radio show. Now, we like Wolverine Dan. That's not the point. But he called in. And he was talking about the front office in Detroit and getting the big Oregon kid, Penei Sewell, in the draft. And the future's looking good. And I can tell you right now, I would rather have Jeff in the Borough talking about Kentucky winning a volleyball championship. Did they win it or did they lose in the finals? I've already forgotten. I know they got out. They played Texas, right? No, they beat Texas. I'd rather him call in and talk about that than somebody call this show and mention anything about the Detroit Lions. Anything. That's where we're at there. And so they were about to have a Detroit Lion discussion. I'd rather go to the DMV and sit for 5 hours and then go to pajama football than somebody call in and say, Bill, think my Lions are looking good. I'd rather do both of those. Georgia dog. What'd you say, Adam? Oh. Georgia dog says, Bill, if Clemson and Oklahoma were in the SEC, they would be chalky. He says, I say no. Texas, North Carolina, and Oklahoma State are not. We'll get into that in a second. Yeah, we'll get into that in a second. Do we have a little? I think we do. Clay, what's up?
Bill, let's do the name correctly.
Armageddon, what's up?
I've been up this long, quite a long time, Bill.
I got people on Twitter needing you for Uber work, even though you don't work for Uber. He's independent, but I've got some people asking about you the last couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good.
We'll
send them my way.
Yeah, we'll get you some business.
Bill, you know, I think with Vandy playing, you know, Arizona tomorrow night, I'm just going to be honest with you, Bill. You know, this is Vandy's fifth trip to Omaha. And I think this is Tim Corbin's probably his worst hitting team of those, you know, five teams that he's taken to Omaha. Once again, it just shows you, I think, the greatness of Tim Corbin. I think he's the best college baseball coach in America, Bill.
Oh, I wouldn't debate you there. I've been saying that for a while.
I mean, he's just built a, you know, he's built a dynasty here. And, you know, with the way some other sports, you know, are going at Vandy, it's just nice for me to be able to, you know, put on my black and gold and wear it proudly. You know what I mean?
I'm a big fan of watching them. You're right. Their bats are not quite what they need to be. They better wake up here. And unless Rocker and Leiter can just shut everybody down, and I don't think that's realistic, as good as they are.
Have you still haven't heard from Black, Bill?
Yes, he's called a couple times. He is back.
He has?
Yes.
I have not been up this early, Bill, so I've not been listening to the show.
Black is back.
I'm sorry that I missed his call.
Oh, you'll hear him. He's
glad to know he's okay, though.
He's all good. Everything's good.
Had a little early business this morning, Bill.
All right, Armageddon, there's the music. Right there.
Good morning. It is back open now on 24 eastbound at Sam Ridley Parkway. That was closed for quite some time overnight. Again, that's looking better through that part of Rutherford County on 24 eastbound. Again, that's back open. Traffic's on the increase now on Schedule 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. You can check it out at gatlinburgwinecellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Napa Know How.
Celebrate Dad all month at Napa with the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. To a regular person, that might seem like an excessive number of screwdrivers. But to Dad, that's just being prepared, like buying a paper map in case the GPS goes rogue. That's the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/21.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball game.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two. Brad Powers, top of hour number three on this Friday edition. Yes, it's already Friday. Herm Edwards, has he been fired yet? I haven't seen any news this morning. He's still hanging in there? I think so. Shannon in South Bend checking in. Good morning, Shannon. Bill, I'll be in Bloomington today for a softball tournament. It's going to be hot, 97, heat index 105, cooling rags, lots of water. Was curious your thoughts on all these synthetic turf fields most of these college baseball teams play on versus dirt. I don't like it. Can't stand it. Now, I understand the reasoning. But as a fan, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't think you have to say you're old school to like natural turf. That's what I like. Now, maintenance-wise, you go to these colleges, some of them, the ones, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's using that stuff. I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. Rug baseball is another on my list. Pajama football, rug baseball, not my thing. I don't like it. Compared to the alternative there, Shannon. But good luck. Shannon's daughter. We have a lot of people in this audience have kids play softball. Or baseball or whatever, and very successful. Very, very good. Remember Pollyanna Chuck? He hadn't called this show in a few years. Some of you probably will remember, maybe some of you won't. Pollyanna Chuck. He was on Rocky Top. And his daughter, I think, is playing college softball somewhere. Very, very accomplished career today. And I'm not sure where and what. But we've had a few of you. I think Rod in Texas over in the Houston area. I think his daughter's going to a major school on a swimming scholarship. Yeah, there's quite a few of you who have very, very accomplished kids in sports out there that check in with us from time to time. I'm got three left. I've got a rising senior, a rising junior, a rising sophomore in high school. My last three, and that's it. You know, that's it. And we've had a good time. I tell you, I used to worry about, man, what are we going to do when all this is over, all the sports and everything, and I'm really going to miss it, and it's going to be a big void. It really is. I enjoyed the heck out of it. No, I have a blast with it, but I'm not going to yearn for it like I thought I would. My oldest two were baseball, mainly baseball guys, and their dream was to go into college to play. One of them did. The other one couldn't because of Tommy John. And I wondered when their travels and all that ended, wow, what am I going to do? I've been cool. I'll be good with it. And they've moved on. Yeah, they've moved on. I've about once every year or so, I'll ask one of them, hey, have you picked up a glove or a bat? And nope. We're good. All good, Bill. Rob in the 540 checking in. No. Next time Wolverine Dan calls in and tries the Detroit thing, that's got to get cut. Remember, I tell you, some of you have heard him. He doesn't call maybe once every couple of months. Dr. Detroit, he tries to pull the same thing. He'll call in. He's from Wilco, but he likes Louisville, football, basketball, what have you, baseball, and he likes the Detroit Lions. I don't know if he's from there, he moved up there, moved back here, or something. I'm not sure what. But he tries to pull the same thing. Georgia Dog says, Bill, my point about teams like Clemson and Oklahoma is they don't play the SEC gauntlet of teams during the regular season. Well, yeah, from time to time, it might be tougher. But I think if you're a good program, doesn't matter the league you're in, it might be tougher to survive in a certain league like the SEC. But I still think if you're good, you're good. I think Clemson would hold up. Clemson is basically an SEC school playing in the ACC. And I think their football program would hold up very well in the SEC. Now, anybody that's got to run into Alabama, that's a problem. But Clemson's got two somewhat recent wins over Alabama in championship-type settings last several years. Clemson recruits the same level player as Alabama does, top to bottom. And they develop them, too. Clemson recruits and then develops, I'd say, better than any program in the SEC, except Alabama. And again, they have beaten Alabama several times recently, including the Death Star team of a couple of years ago that was eviscerating everybody in their wake. So I think Clemson would be a better program right now than every team in the SEC, with the exception of Alabama, but they would be head-to-head with Alabama better than anybody else is right now in the league. Now, is it true they've got a much easier path because they're in the ACC? That is true. That is true. They are in a league that really there is no number two competition that threatens them. Clemson does not lose sleep overnight over any other team in the ACC. They're significantly better than everybody else and have been in that league. That's true. Now, that part, the pathway is a path of less resistance. By the way, I think Alabama, I haven't looked at that spread. I think Alabama's going to sleep Miami. I think they're absolutely going to sleep Miami. Now, the Clemson-Georgia game, tell you what, the Clemson-Georgia game, and we spent a few weeks since we hyperventilated about that opener. But I love that opener. Man, I love that opener. And although one game doesn't speak for each league, it still provides fodder for fans, right? Now, that's not a win or die game. You don't want to get beat bad in that game, and I don't think that's going to happen either way. But it's an important game. It's a huge opener. I can't wait. I'm not counting down to it, but I cannot wait for that game. But it'll start defining some items for us early on in the college football season. And again, I've got so much history of those because some of my most memorable thoughts that will never go away are the 80-81 seasons. Georgia won it, then Clemson won it. And I just remember how impactful that was molding my mind, my college football mind, back then and as it applies to today. It really did. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, hate that the SEC is always tougher BS. You can be in the SEC and play an easy schedule. Also, you can play a tough schedule in the Pac-12. Leagues are so big these days that individual schedules vary by a wide margin. I mean, I don't think the SEC is peaking very well this year, particularly in the SEC East. In the SEC East, you got Georgia and Florida, 1-2. I think that's pretty fairly defined, at least from sitting here. Georgia is many times roster-wise ahead of the rest of the league. Certainly more so other than Florida, but they've got a pretty good advantage player-wise over Florida right now, too, despite the game last year. Then after that, Kentucky's a solid program. No. Kentucky's a very solid program, but they're not ready to beat Georgia. Player for player, recruiting, all of that. They're not ready to do that. Beat Florida a couple of years ago. And after that, you've got no particular order, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Vanderbilt. I mean, there's not a lot to scare you in that group right now. I don't think the SEC East is going to be one of their deeper divisions this year. And the West has, in general terms, for quite a while, been better than the East in the SEC. And that would be, to begin with, that would be obviously Alabama. But you've had LSU won a recent natty. Auburn's had some good teams. Auburn's won several times over Nick Saban. And you got A&M, which is rising pretty rapidly right now. Jimbo is. Jimbo's probably got the number two team in the SEC West going into the season, until proven otherwise. And you've got Arkansas, which has stabilized some under Sam Pittman. You got Baby Kiff sitting there, an offense that is pretty wicked down in Oxford. You got Mike Leach. Now, year two will be fun to watch under Mike Leach. Year one, after the LSU win, unraveled for them. But Leach is always, when expectations are down somewhat, wherever Mike Leach is, Lubbock, Texas, Pullman, Washington, wherever, Stark, Vegas, that's when you have to watch out for a Mike Leach type team. So be careful there, y'all. Yeah, be careful there. Jeff in the Borough.
What's happening, Bill?
Brisket.
Bill, I just wanted to wish you Happy Father's Day, Bill. I hope you have a good, I'm sure all your kids are in. I just wanted to hope you have a good weekend. I know there's going to be a lot of food on that rec tag. Y'all going to have some fun.
Yeah, if anybody was meant for Father's Day, it'd be me. I've done my part there.
you've done your share, Bill, haven't you?
Right. Nobody can say I didn't do that.
you definitely contributed to the Father's Day landscape.
That's right. I added to the population base.
Yes, you sure have. You definitely done that. But Bill, is that true? Kentucky has a solid program. I need to go back re-rack at it. I need to rerun that a few times.
You need to pull that clip and play that on a loop in your house.
I need to. That's the first time. There's a guy in Alabama. He thinks hell's going to freeze over. Before Kentucky wins the East. I mean, he won't win the East, but wins the SEC in football. He told me hell would freeze over. So at least you're a bit better on us. To us, we got a solid program. So at least we are appreciative of that. But now we might be ready to beat Georgia's 2050, man. We just don't have the order. But I will say this, if you think you had a returning quarterback, they'd be a lot better. I will say that. If their quarterback wasn't gone, they'd be a lot better. But I don't know who they're going to start at quarterback, so that's the big question mark for them offensively. Plus with the new offensive coordinator, too, they don't know what they're going to do. So, they're going to throw it all around the place, Bill?
I don't know that that's Stoops' M.O. per se, just chucking up. I think he wants to be physical first. But
I think he does, too. Bill, I know you didn't know anything about this, but what did you think about, did you hear about two of the other day at Miami Dolphins game?
Threw something like five picks in a scrimmage or something?
Yeah, five picks at minicamp, and it blamed on the rain, Bill. It was raining. Blamed on the rain. It was raining in Miami. But he said it was good to practice in the rain, but he blamed on the rain, though. So he blamed it on. So, but then the next day, he threw six touchdown passes, but it was clear then. Wasn't no rain then.
Wasn't no rain.
It was clear weather, so, you know, clear weather and everything.
Well, we need a rule where he only plays on the perfect weather days. We'll do that.
That's right. You can't play in the wet. Hey, Bill, what they do when it has rain? Just put him on the bench and put Lynn Bowden in there, the quarterback. Let him play quarterback. Let Lynn Bowden play, son. Let him play. At least he won't complain when he throws interceptions. He won't complain. So he'll just run it every time and set the rushing record in the NFL for quarterbacks, like he did in the Southeastern Conference. But everything like that. But, Bill, I would say one thing, Bill. Do you know where Rhodes College is?
Memphis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the other day, Bill, they had an article about all these schools going back to in-person learning, you know, for the fog of the COVID. So Bill, if you're a student at Rhodes, the faculty and staff and many of the people on campus have to do this too. But if you're a student at Rhodes, Bill, and you come back in the fall and you don't have proof of getting the vaccine, if you're unvaccinated, that they will charge you, Bill, per semester, a health and safety fee of $1,500 per semester to cover testing. You have to have the COVID vaccine and you have to have the flu vaccine, the flu shot, before you can go to campus at Rhodes College this fall. The new vaccines you got to have.
That's why I didn't enroll in Rhodes this fall.
That's why your kids ain't going there.
Not one of my seven are going to Rhodes right now. Even though my son going to dental school had to get all kinds of vaccines down.
Yeah, I can imagine. I bet. Well, hang in there, Bill. Have a great Father's Day. See you.
Yeah, he's been vaccinated, tested, tetanus shots. I mean, God, it seems like every time I turn around, he's heading to one of the clinics to get another shot for dental school. I'm not kidding. He's taking a bunch of them. Anyways, all right, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase even more now down 65 through Madison. It's back open if you're wondering. 24 out there around Sam Ridley Parkway. That was closed for quite some time, but again, that's much better now on 24 out there at Sam Ridley Parkway going eastbound. Traffic's on the increase. I-40 here coming past the airport. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them today at 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Napa Know How.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 6/30/21.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Kevin Hagan, top of hour two. Talk a little Alabama with him and then Brad, hour three. I tried Brian Driscoll, who is with Sports Illustrated, covers Notre Dame, about the whole, does this push them closer to joining a league, all of that concerning the future of the expansion of the playoffs, all of the above. And he replied to me, said he's feeling very bad. Now, I don't know. I didn't ask. He just said he's not feeling well, and getting up early today would just be hard for him. So, and Brian's a hard dude, grinds it now. He's a hard worker, so he must feel pretty bad. I didn't ask him. Now, I know early on, like last April, and I don't mean 21, I mean 2020 April, when we were just getting started with all this stuff, his wife got it. And remember, he was on the show talking to us about it, and he had to be quarantined, obviously, because of his wife. He never got it. Now, I don't know about right now. I don't know if he's just feeling crappy, because sometimes you just, your body just says, hey, bleep, take a break. But anyways, he just couldn't. He couldn't do it today. But I'll reach back out to him tomorrow. Tried to get him. No, I tried to get him, but he was a no-go for today. Karen tweets here, checking in from Nebraska, about Herm Edwards. And here is what she said. Good heavens, folks, Herm Edwards didn't kill anybody, didn't cover up molestation, didn't steal from a children's hospital and give money to recruits. Hashtag save Herm. I mean, I can kind of see what she's saying there. Now again, you have the dead period. We all know what that means. And the dead period got prolonged month after month after month, as we know, until June 1 of this year. Well over a year. And during that period, you're not allowed on-campus visits, officially, unofficially, face-to-face, all that kind of stuff. And according to the stories now, they were seeing recruits during this, and they were bringing them on campus, and then apparently they'd meet the families in a stairwell after 9 o'clock. I read it barely. Her point is that really that big of a deal? Well, to me, it's not, okay? It's not. I agree with her there. Yes, it's against the rules, but I don't know that Herm Edwards is going to survive this, though. Man, I guess if the question from Karen is, do you really care? And the answer is, no, I don't. No, I don't. If I had a rising senior a year ago during all this shutdown garbage, okay, and the NCAA dead period, and a school of substance now a really high-ranked school said, don't say anything, bring your kid, we'll show you around. Hell yes, I would do it. You want me to repeat that so you can get that clear? Hell yes, I would do it. And not think twice about it. But, again, NCAA rules say you can't do that. And I don't know if Herm Edwards survives this or not. A lot of people speculating that maybe he won't. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, Georgia has the talent advantage, but the Kirby Smart factor will always deliver them a few losses when it matters. No natties. Pay Tony Vols. I think Tony Vols is going to get his. Yeah, I think Tony Vols is going to get his due justice. Georgia Dog checking in, says, Bill, my daughter who's in Alabama sent me this platter. It's a picture, and it's a bunch of chocolate-covered footballs. He said, my employees ate it before I got home. That looks pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. I was driving, running some errands yesterday. I got a note from my oldest boy who said, I got you a brisket at Kroger. I'm going to be on the lake this weekend, so I won't be able to come over. And it'll be ready for you, all trimmed up and ready for you at the Super Kroger later on Friday. And we're going to get another one too. So we're going to have 20-something pounds of brisket to cook up for Father's Day. Already know what we're doing there. That's a favorite going back. I'd say now, look, I wasn't. You got to remember, in the Southeast, brisket has not been a thing for a long, long time. That's a Texas-type thing, a Southwest kind of thing. And I first had brisket when I met Michelle because she and her family, they're from Houston. She grew up in Houston, Katy, Texas. K-A-T-Y. That's where she's from. When she was in college, her dad got transferred here. He was in sales. He was in copy machine sales. Very successful. This is one of those sales guys that just had it. Just one of those sales guys that, you know, a lot of people struggle in that world. It's hard. He killed it. They transferred him up here because things were going slow, and they moved him to the 615, and she ended up coming with the family and settled here. And when I met her a few years later, they would cook brisket. I'd never had brisket. This had been late 80s. I never had it until then. And it's been a game changer, baby. That's probably our favorite. We will cook that more than anything else. And that's coming up on Father's Day. About 20-something pounds of it. Yummy, yummy. All right. Break time. Coming right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here now on I-24 coming in from Rutherford County. Better than it was an hour ago when it was blocked out there on 24 eastbound at Sam Ridley Parkway. Again, that's all back open as traffic builds through Mount Juliet right now as we check it out live. All that traffic flow coming down 40 westbound, leaving Mount Juliet, coming into Hermitage. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them right now, 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update is brought to you by Keeps. Tired of losing your hair? Get 50% off for your first order at keeps.com/vsin. Keeps.com/vsin.
NBA playoffs tonight, a pair of game sixes. The Atlanta Hawks hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. Atlanta up 3-2. Philadelphia, though, a 3-point road favorite, -145 on the money line. Atlanta +125. The over under is at 221.5. The LA Clippers up 3-2 against the Utah Jazz, hosting game six tonight at the Staples Center. Utah, a 1-point favorite at -117 on the money line. The Clippers at -103. Over under is 219.5. Looking ahead to Saturday, Milwaukee a 1-point road favorite against Brooklyn in Game 7 of that series, over under 215.5. For VSiN.com, I'm Tony Desiri, Nashville Sports Radio.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 94, tonight mostly clear, 72. Saturday, sunshine, highs 93. Saturday night, cloudy, 71. Father's Day, Sunday, sunshine, highs near 92 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Johnny Vegas. And I'm glad he posted this. I had not really looked at this or seen this yet. College World Series odds. And right now, Vanderbilt is the odds-on fave, +275. That means you got to bet 275 to win 100, right? Texas, +325. Tennessee is third, +350. Arizona, +600. Mississippi State, 650. Stanford, 800. Virginia, 1,000. NC State, 1,200. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, I have not made a bet yet, but I am going to. Man, I love that tournament. I do. I don't have a rich history of watching it. No, I don't. I wish I could tell you I did. I don't. But I love that. The whole aspect of that when it comes to college baseball is so enjoyable to me. Lake Norman Buckeye puts things about Herm in perspective here. He says, Bill, Corona bro outrage will get him fired, but LSU out there using a children's hospital money and no one even looks their way. It is confusing. Whatever the NCAA supposed role is so confusing. And I'm not there. It'd be nice to be behind the walls. I may remember Dan Beebe, and he ended up, he was here first. But before he was here, he worked for the NCAA enforcement staff. And anyways, he moved here to be the Ohio Valley Conference commissioner. Then he moved out to Dallas to be the Big 12 commissioner. And the whole scare of 2010, that summer, got him fired, Dan Beebe. And he's a lawyer, and when he first got here, he would take us to lunch. And we were sitting, I remember we were sitting at the Sportsman's Grill in Green Hills and having lunch. We were talking about NCAA enforcement and everything. and what they go through as part of those staffs and everything. And, I mean, I always kind of liked Dan. He did not do a good job eventually for the Big 12, and again, they ended up running him. Yeah, that whole mess got him in a bunch of trouble. Kevin from Dublin. Bill, did your father-in-law sell copy machines out of a Winnebago like your old buddy's dad who sold women's clothes? He did not have a Winnebago. Yeah, a buddy of mine who was a big old jacked up guy, man, just natural. Looked like he was a bodybuilder, and he didn't lift weights all that much. He liked the devil's lettuce and girls. That's pretty much his life. And I don't know where he is. I don't know where he went. I lost track of him after college. But I think he was in, you know, a lot of people go into soda pop or soft drink sales. They work for Coke or one of those. I think that's what he ended up doing. I don't know. Lost track of him. But, yeah, his dad had a big old Winnebago. And they had they had a nice house with a pool in Brentwood. And his dad would travel around with women's clothes in the back and sold them and apparently did well. I wouldn't last one day doing that. You'd see me in a broken down Winnebago on the side of the interstate. Smoke coming out of it. That'd be my success level trying to do that. Now this guy was also apparently successful. But my buddy, he would take his devil's lettuce. I guess his dad didn't mind the smell getting on all those clothes and everything, but he would take his devil's lettuce and go in there in the driveway, and that's where he'd do it. Remember, I'd pull into his house, and he'd come out of there, and smoke would be coming out. And he'd be giggling. This guy, I'm telling you, this guy was jacked up, probably 6 foot, about 220. And naturally, if he went in the weight room, naturally strong, just country strong. Good high school athlete, really good high school athlete. Could have played on the next level on some level, but just didn't have the savagery that he would have needed to go on and do it. Kevin from Dublin, good listener there, though. No, Kev. Up in Chicago. Bill, can I call in to talk to you about the Chicago Sky, the Chicago Bulls? How about the Blackhawks, the Bears? I'm asking for a friend. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, who wins the first natty, Tony Vols or Kirby Smart? Wow. Johnny Vegas, see if you can get them out in Vegas to put this up as a bet. Johnny Vegas knows people. Who wins the first natty, Tony Vols or Kirby Smart? See what kind of odds we can get there, what kind of numbers we can get. Both have not been head coaching a long time. Tony Vols is in, what, year number four? So a year or two behind Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart inherited a way better situation than Tony Vols. Tony Vols has had to build from ground zero. Now, again, I don't know what that means, he wins a natty. I guess if he wins this one, he's already got Kirby beat. I don't think they've got enough pitching necessarily, Tennessee, to win this one, but we'll find out here. Oh, Johnny Vegas plus money. I had that wrong. Bet 100 to win 275. That's right, plus money. Had that reversed. It's even better, I guess. Yeah, 100 to win 275, yeah. If it was minus, it would be bet the 275 to win 100. All right, coming up in hour two, right out of this break, Kevin Hagan will join us. Looking forward to that. Omni.